Hey, Larry, can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Larry, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All righty. We are almost done, and I do just want to let you know we are on a recorded line again. All righty. So the address. I do need the address for Southwire.
Okay. It's 103 Airport Road, Starford, Mississippi. 39759.
Okay. And then what's your job title here?
I'm a welder.
Welder. Gotcha. And then have you lost any time from work because of any treatments or surgeries?
Well, at the time, no, I didn't. I did.
Okay. Were you ever in the military?
No, I wasn't.
Nope. And were you ever involved in any of the lawsuits or have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No, I haven't.
And were you ever, or have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, I haven't.
Nope. And what was the hospital that diagnosed you?
Oh, just a second, sir. Can you hear me, sir?
Yep, I can hear you.
Yeah, it's North Mississippi Medical Center.
Is that the one at the 1665 South Green Street in Tupelo, Mississippi?
No, 1105 Air Fry Boulevard, Amory, Mississippi.
Was it Air Fry Boulevard?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Let me see. Yes, Dr. Andrew Killam.
How do you spell the last name?
K-E-L-L-U-M.
Thank you. And do you remember the date that you had any type of surgeries, chemotherapy, anything like that?
Oh, yes. My treatment date was March 12th,
2023. And how has the lymphoma impacted your life?
You know, it's just hard. It's hard to talk about.
I hear you. Okay. And do you have the medical records that have the diagnosis?
No, I don't. I can get them.
Do the hospital have them?
Most definitely. I can get them.
Okay. Alrighty. And then your property address. Could I get your property address?
Hello, just a second, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
Yes. 206 Reroad.
That's in Starksville, correct?
Correct.
And then you said you had a chemotherapy, correct?
Correct.
Now, I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who do you want to put down as your emergency contact?
Nobody. I really don't have family.
Okay. If anyone comes to mind, just let me know, and we can always go ahead and fix that and put that make that different.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. No problem at all. Give me one moment. Just got to put something down here for your email address. And now let me ask you, when you get home, will you be able to make an email, a new email address?
I will try. Yes, I will try. I get home late, so
okay.
I'm going to definitely try to get that to you.
Either, you know, today, sometime tomorrow morning, just so we can, you know, get you over the documents and everything like that. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.